Here, Coach Johnson from Kennesaw State Volleyball. We'll go over last weekend. You had two home matches, conference at Atlantic Sun. You dropped the first match 3-0 to Jacksonville, but you're able to come back the next day and get the win over North Florida. How important was it for the team to respond after getting swept at home the previous night and turn around that next day and get a win?
It was huge, and I hope and think our team learned a lot. You know, I was concerned a little bit about our mentality going into the weekend. And I think Friday it showed. You know, we just weren't super aggressive. It was a lot more passive than we typically play, a lot more just casual in a lot of things that we did on the court. We didn't play poorly. We just didn't have the mentality that we needed to. And the girls sent it. A lot of people I talked to after the match sent it, and that's what happens in a good conference like ours. And then North Florida, who beat Jacksonville the week before, you know, we come out the next day and I think just had a little more aggressive mentality. Played a similar game as far as skills and everything go, but just we came out to win the next day and that's what happened. So it was good as long as we learned from it. You know, I'll take 1-1 and being 2-1 in the league after a couple weekends, I'll take, but we just got to learn from how we came out Friday compared to how we came out Saturday.
Well, highlight some players that performed well in North Florida match. A. Mariah Boyer had 11 kills, career high for her. But you talked about it when I was here previously for the upstate match, but elaborate a little bit more just how big it is for her to be back on the court. And even talking to her earlier, it looks like she's feeling more comfortable getting on the court and obviously produced a career night for you.
No question. You know, there's a silver lining. And anytime you got injuries or anytime when you need other people to step up, and in this case, it was Amariah. Because she wouldn't have gotten the playing time that she had not Kelly been hurt for the last couple of weeks, Kelly Marcinek. So it was cool. You know, she's certainly as physically gifted as anybody we got in the program. And her battling back from injury and her illness, and she just needs a game experience to know how it feels and to know how fast it is and how hard she needs to work in transition at different phases of the game. But she was great, and she got better. All three matches she's played, she's gotten better each time. And so that's testament to her. She wants to be great, and she's learning how.
Maddie Jones, a freshman defensive specialist for you, at 17 digs. She's looked like she's incorporating herself into the lineup more as well as a freshman.
She is. You know, that's a kid that came in and I think expected big things out of herself right away. And it's really hard as a freshman, especially in certain positions. In fact, she came into my office last week and said, "Coach, I want to do more for this team." And I said, "Maddie, you're passing almost a 2-3, which I have a 3-point scale, which is really good, and you're digging 2.5 balls a game." She said, "Well, I want to dig more balls." And I said, "Well, then go dig more balls." You know, she's definitely talented enough. She's one of the best competitors we have. And I think she's just really settling into her role and trying to figure out where exactly she can help the team. And she was really good this past weekend. She's been good all year, but she's got some more levels into her. But she's only a freshman. She's learning and growing, too.
Yeah, we talked in the past about having such a young team of freshmen and sophomores, a few juniors, but Sierra Royster, who's a senior for you, she's also been on the court and had some impact moments. Discuss her on the court and then being off the court and helping the other younger players.
Yeah, when C can stay healthy, and she's working her butt off, you know, to do what she can to get on the court and really managing her body the right way and doing what she can. You know, when she can be healthy and be on the court, her presence and her experience level, because of how many games she's played in her career, really helps us. You know, she's a competitor, and she has a good calm presence about her. And she knows how to better the ball. She knows how to make the team better at this point in her career, and she doesn't try to do too much. And I think she certainly helps the younger kids. I don't think there's any question about it, especially the middles. And just by how hard she plays, she helps them. But C's been great. Whenever C can get on the court, she helps us.
This weekend you have Florida Gulf Coast and Stetson on the road. Discuss those two matchups and what you expect overall.
I expect two hard conference games. You know, that's one thing you learn pretty quick. This isn't one of the bottom four or five leagues in the country. You know, we're in the top half as far as RPI and the leagues go, and you don't go any place in this league and expect to just blow teams out of the water. Gulf Coast is really big. Everybody in the front line, 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". They got some big arms. They got some weakness that I think we'll be able to try to key on, but so do we. So does everybody. So we'll have to be ready. And then Stetson's a real scrappy team. They're a lot like an upstate. They got some good arms. They're not super physical, but they play really hard. They're well coached. You know, they really move the ball around, and they're pretty difficult to play against. So we'll have to be ready for both matches.
And this is my last point. You reached a 10-win mark, which was your total, I think, last year. Mm-hmm. What's been the difference from last year and into this year as far as reach? I know you have a lot more matches to go, but just reaching last year's mark is an accomplishment overall.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I don't really look. I knew that we were 10-4. I know that. Everybody knows that. But I also think this is a team that can get closer to 20 wins because we're just better. We're just better. We have more talent in the program. We have a bunch of sophomores now that have worked their tails off that all have key roles in the program. And we're a lot better in a lot of facets of the game. And we have kids that keep working to continue to improve. So, yeah, 10 is great. You know, I want a lot more, and I think we have kids that want a lot more. Thank you.
See ya. I'm not better, brother.